DJ S and KMOX 307 on the dot. Free day out there. Dave Murray will join us at 3:35. No headlines, though.
No headlines, though.
No headlines. I've been warned.
I forgot to put
that. That's okay. You're filling a lot of jobs here.
I felt like a silly goose when I thought of that. I felt like a goosey woose, as Bernie would say.
Yeah, if you missed out on Bernie Miklas, the whole thing was pretty much about how much he hates when people infantilize food. And Andrew had just called the Lion's Choice beefy weefies. So.
Beefy weefs. Yeah, he wasn't thrilled. And you know what? He's wrong. He's wrong to think that.
I don't know, dude. It is cute. I think it's weird.
He accused me of not being cute, and
I don't think he accused you of that.
That's true. He would never say that.
Because he said you were very funny.
He thinks I'm the cutest.
It is. I do find that whole thing odd, though. Like, it's one thing when you're talking to children about things and doing that. When you're, like, adults to adults talking about things in that childish way, it's weird.
Your buddy Brad Thompson was talking about attendees just the other day in the game.
I know. Again, no judgment. I got. You guys, we're all friends. We all do. You guys, it's just weird.
It is extremely hypocritical of me to say this, and I didn't. I played it up, Brad Thompson. I hated up. I played it up with Bernie. I actually don't like tendies. Tendies, I don't care for.
So now you're just picking and choosing, which is okay.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm saying it's not lost on me.
What do you call them?
Chicken tenders?
He's calling them Chicky Tees earlier.
Chicky Tees? I'll hit him with a Chicky Tee.
See, again, that's not any better.
Tendies is like overplayed.
I feel you.
Tendies is like, you know, Tendies is like the introduction to calling food cute names. And then you gotta...
You're better than that.
Yeah, you gotta up it a little bit. You gotta up your game a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the starter pack, and then let's really get into it. There's so much more to be discovered if you dig a little below the surface.
Speaking of, do you want to introduce Jimothy to the audience?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I do want to introduce Jimothy to the audience. What do you guys know about Jimothy?
Everything.
Jimothy's a raccoon.
Jimothy is a raccoon condition. with a rare condition. He's got a short spine. Well, I guess everyone just knows everything now, don't they? No, Jimothy is...
He's a little beefy weefy.
He's a little beefy weef in Seattle.
God, I do not like that at all. It's just
like
so gross.
A lot. He's a little beefy weefy in Seattle.
He's a raccoon.
He's a raccoon. What's incredible is that he seems to be everywhere at once. We have
he's covering some ground.
Thousands of confirmed sightings of Jimothy in the past like week.
I mean, it's a big city, right?
I guess, but you wouldn't think he'd be able to move that fast.
One little tiny spined raccoon.
So the way that he looks, if you haven't seen him and you aren't in a place to look him up, is he looks like a regular raccoon if you grabbed him by the nose and the butt and you squished in really hard.
Which is, I think, what happened.
Which is basically what happened. Yeah, he got caught in one
God
of those.
God did that.
He got caught in one of those car smashing things.
God's like, watch this.
happens on occasion in dogs, too, and there's lots of viral dogs that have the same, like, way too short spine problem. Mm-hmm. It's very, very cute because he looks like a little monster. He's got, like, two long legs for his too short spine, and he's like, rip, 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 looks like a little alien
guy.
Seems
to be surviving.
He's doing fine, as I understand it from talking to my wife, other than, like, you know, the goofiness of getting around, which the animals that have this condition don't know any different. They don't know that that's not just how you're supposed to walk around.
They don't look in a mirror and go like, damn it.
Yeah, like this didn't happen to them as they grew up. This, like, they were born with this, so they don't know any other way to get around. So it doesn't really, you know, other than, you know, general potential health problems that can come from having your squooshed up organs, you can live a long and healthy life.
He's a woodland raccoon. I doubt he's got a long life ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not gonna be like, you know, he's not gonna have his little raccoon kids holding his hand as he passes away in a bed of leaves.
What do raccoons die from? Who eats raccoons?
Hit by a car.
Does anyone eat raccoons?
I mean, probably just like
birds.
Probably like coyotes and big cats.
You think birds eat raccoons?
No. Maybe like a giant bird, not a regular one.
They most frequently die from vehicle collisions, diseases, and
driving
starvation.
Driving or pedestrian?
They're driving. They're terrible drivers.
They have hands.
Yeah, they get their little hands
behind
the wheel.
Except Jimothy's got that short little spine.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He couldn't see over the...
Can't see over the thing and then just straight into a telephone pole.
Yeah, I think it's probably like more
difficult
like
to insure.
Bobcats and coyotes and stuff.
Let's
probably
see.
Roadkill. Oh, no, I mean like of the predators. Yeah,
yeah.
What are their coyotes, bobcats, cougars, large owls, okay. eagles, and domestic dogs?
Yeah, I can see that.
He's a short timer.
Keep your dogs on a leash, people, or you might end up with some Jimothy corpses. If you are the person whose dog eats Jimothy, you got to move. I'm saying you got to move out of the country.
Yeah, that's stay. How you felt about Mudang, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
now you, I was almost like, who's Mudang?
What are we getting all, like, worried about? I mean, like, I think raccoons only live, like, 2 or 3 years in the wild. So, like, what are we expecting Jimothy to do here?
I like that his thing is that
an associate's degree.
It's okay if my dog mauls the local celebrity.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, like, you're going to be
taking... Because he's going to die one day anyway.
Well, they're not going to live very long. So what? Oh, yeah, the local celebrity.
Can you imagine if Kevin... God forbid ever like one day runs over like his neighbor's cat or something.
Oh, I would be horrified.
You would be in there. You would be standing over it going, it was probably going to die one day anyway.
No, because a cat can live 20 years. If I hit a raccoon, I'm going to feel bad about it, but I'm not going to be like crushed.
You hit your neighbor's 19 and a half year old cat.
I would be crushed. I would feel horrible.
It would be the first time I've ever seen him admit that he's wrong about something.
Everybody watch this. You still wouldn't take $10 billion for your dog?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope. I'd give my dog away.
I would use your dog to beat Andrew to death for $10
billion. Unfortunately, that would mean you would follow him.
I could get away.
No.
I have $10 billion.
Not from that rage, brother.
He's going to gorilla run after you.
That's going to be Thanos-level commitment.
Here comes See Jimothy. Ya.
I'll find the Infinity Stone and take everybody out.
20s flying out of the sack as you run.
A man in Kansas City had to be rescued after he got stuck inside a porta potty.
Have you seen this video?
I have seen this video.
Yes.
It is incredible.
This is one of the most bizarre things, and he's copping attitude.
He's copping such an attitude.
Craziest.
He's stuck in the bottom. He's in the toilet part of the porta potty, so he's not like above ground.
Right. He's inside it.
He's in the part where all the stuff is.
Yeah. All the business takes place.
And he's like, and they're like, put your arm in your head. And he's like, well, obviously, if I could do that, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Honestly, I would have supported the firefighters just walking away.
They like, got an attitude brother, back with them, which I appreciated. I was glad they did because they're like, I'm not the one who's in the porta potty.
Yeah.
He was in the porta potty because he lost his Mountain Dew.
Is that what he said?
He was looking for his Mountain Dew.
In there?
Yes.
If it's in there, it's lost.
It's gone, brother.
That thing's never coming back.
It's gone.
It's dead.
No.
He's on drugs.
Well,
this guy's on drugs, right?
Taylor Farms.
Like, this guy's on drugs.
The most drugs I think any person has ever been on.
Imagine going in there and getting ready to use it and that head pops out.
Hey, you see my Mountain Dew?
This guy. I can't believe this. How did he get in there?
I just loved him having the nerve to have the attitude.
I know. He's like yelling at them, and they're like, bro, we can just leave you there. You got in. You'll get out.
Kev, you probably sensed a tremor in the force. Nearly 24 red wolf pups were born in the wild this spring in eastern North Carolina.
Yeah. That was on the memo this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Master of Wolves gets all the memos. How great is that?
Getting memos?
No. Red wolves. They're awesome.
He's bragging about getting memos.
Oh, boy. Soccer has overtaken baseball to become America's third favorite sport.
Sure it has.
That seems not like
based
truth.
On what?
This piece of paper. It says American football is number one by a wide margin, followed by basketball, then soccer, then baseball.
But are you asking people? Or are you going by how they spend their money?
What do you mean?
Because Major League Baseball... in a year of revenue makes what the two biggest soccer leagues in the world make combined. So how are you telling me that soccer is more popular? MLS isn't even close, and that's not even a fair comparison because it's relatively new. I'm not trying to bag on it, but like I'm talking about the English Premier League and I forget the other, what's the second biggest one in Europe. But the two of those combined do not equal Major League Baseball's annual
soccer
revenue.
Soccer time.
Like, so what are we doing? We're just going, here's what happened. It's World Cup time in the United States. People are fired up about it because it was awesome and it's been a blast. So you're getting these emotional responses from people that are like, I like soccer now. But they're not spending their money on it. They're not spending their time on it. They're not doing it the way that fans do for football, basketball, baseball, even hockey for that matter. So, I mean, define popular in the moment. Yes, I agree with that. Right now, today, because of the World Cup in the United States, that's probably true. In a year, it will not be true. And in terms of how people spend their money, it's not even close to true.
Why is Tom Brady slumming with Logan Paul?
Good question.
Because Tom Brady can never get enough attention.
Good answer.
I mean, how else do you answer this? Guy's one of the most famous athletes in the world, one of the greatest football players of all time, and he's got to be everywhere on TV all the time. He's got to be on every podcast. He's got to be on football games. He's got to be at wrestling. He's got to be at these ridiculous Logan and what's the other Paul's name? Jerk Paul?
Jake. Close.
Yeah. Like, bro, take a nap. Take a nap. No, nobody cares that much. Did you not get enough attention during your Hall of Fame NFL career? Do you need people to pat you on your head for the rest of your life? God.
I really like taking a nap.
There's nothing more annoying than that kind of person who's endlessly thirsty.
Yeah.
Always pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. Bro, I thought a Hall of Fame athlete with those kind of credentials would be beyond smacking stupid-ass influencers on TV to get attention.
I agree.
Which is all a part of the reason why I hate Tom Brady. Stupid Chad.
Okay.
Speak on it.
I mean, seriously, am I wrong?
No.
I mean, again, do what you want, but that doesn't mean we have to indulge your little ego play. Like, calm down, take a break. I don't know, hang out with your family for a little bit.
Kev, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you enjoy the World Cup halftime show?
I didn't see a second of it.
You didn't like Biebs?
I was watching the Odyssey when that was happening. I didn't care.
He was watching the Biebs. He just don't want to admit it.
He watched it later.
I was in the middle of watching Odysseus cross the ocean for the 77th time.
Andrew, this one's for you. Sarah Michelle Gellar confirmed that she and Linda Cardellini shared a steamy kiss in Scooby-Doo, but they took it out to make the movie more family-friendly. Losers.
Who did that?
Velma and Daphne. Yes.
Oh, Velma and Daphne. Okay.
Yes.
Why would they have done that? Like, not why would they have taken it out? Why would they have done that, like, in the movie?
Because it was in the script.
She was bored.
Yeah.
Slow day on set.
What if this happened? Today's National Fortune Cookie Day. Now they're just a pain in my ass. I used to get so excited by fortune cookies. Before they became lazy. Now they're just lazy.
Well, they're all.
Now it's like buy a blender or something like that.
You are good with your words. Thanks. Thanks.
That's the same voice as those soccer people.
I know. Because they're the ones that write those messages inside the fortune cookies.
Yeah, it's really coming together now.
It is. See, it's the deep state.
Yeah. The people who say beefy weefs.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Those people are blameless. I actually think they're right.
It's Tom Brady's fault. Tom Brady's the deep state.
Back DGS on KMOX. Dave Murray is next, and Matt Pauly's going to join us at 4 p.m. No Sweet 16 today. Skip couldn't be here, but we have a couple good topics lined up. Andrew and I spent, an hour separately trying to think of a good one.
I was going to say, 2.5-3 hours separately. It took...
It's 25 years now.
Yeah.
It is really
hard to come up with good ones that we haven't done before.
Yeah, if you lazy effers out there, if you ever have one, just send them to us. We'll use them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Drop them in the chat. Drop them in the chat, and then I'll tell you why they're bad.
Yeah, then we'll make fun of you.
And then he'll block you.
Bad ones get a ban. Yeah, I like that.
See, it's risky.
Yeah.
You could win.
You could win no prize but praise,
and then you could get banned.
Good ones get you, not even praise, I'm going to take it as my own idea. I'm going to ban you anyway and take it as my own idea. So good ones get you banned, and bad ones get you banned.
I don't know what this looks like, so don't ask me details like Rachel always does. Talking bad about her because she's not here today, and that's when we talk bad about people. They are cutting back on recess, kind of across the board in schools for elementary students, and a lot of parents are pushing back. They're using it more for free time and learning, inside, as opposed to grab assing out on the field the way you're supposed to.
Yeah.
If all that worked just fine for our generation, why is it not working anymore?
Evidently, we're falling behind the Chinese. So.
Yeah, but if we're falling behind, it's not because of recess. We had recess, and we were keeping up just fine. it's because of the way things have changed. And I mean, we talked about this. I think I brought this up a few weeks ago. The research is now showing that we have too many screens, and the screens are part of the problem. It's we don't learn as well off of screens as we do just like text and books and talking and learning and things like that.
Yeah, I saw that we spent something like $30 billion, which doesn't even sound like a lot of money anymore, right? I mean, honestly, when people say that, you're like, oh, let's buy it. But they spent like $30 billion switching the educational system over from books to pads. And like you said, evidently, yeah, we're now reading at lower levels.
And it's not just like when I say screens, I don't just mean phones and iPads. We're talking even computers, laptops, desktops, that we learn differently in these different formats. And this is not me saying this. You guys can Google it. There's all kinds of, research data on like how we're learning and what we learn best from. And we don't do enough. And I'm not blaming teachers, anything like that. We all thought we were doing the right thing. It turns out maybe it wasn't. For kids. I mean, like, the older you get, you're going to need those things because you need to function on those things in the adult world. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we are not, it's not because of recess. Right? Recess was always around, and kids need to get their energy out. You ever been around kids that are wired? Been sitting around in a room too much?
Every day.
Good, good point. You win.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. 334. Rachel is out today, and we do not miss her at all.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. We miss her very
much. It's falling apart, Dave.
Miss her very much. We'll be okay today. We'll be okay today. Right. But she's gone all next week.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Testosterone gone crazy.
Yeah, I'm appealing her vacation. So we'll see.
Appealing.
We'll see how that works out. Dave, if I handed you a carbonated drink, maybe a Coca-Cola, what would you call that drink?
Coca-Cola.
But it's generically a what?
A soda.
Okay. You wouldn't say sody.
No.
Or you wouldn't call a roast beef sandwich a beefy weefy.
Beefy weefy.
Definitely not.
Okay.
See the
Andrew, by the way, looks great without the beard.
You look good. Dave. You look very handsome.
I do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You look younger. You look thinner.
Hey, I'll take it.
You looked there old you and go. Fat before. That's what he's trying to say.
That I already knew. That does not come as a surprise to me.
Dave, do you know that young Andrew has never shaved in his life?
I've never had like with
never
a,
used
with
a razor.
A razor. I've only used like a electric trimmers,
a
electric
buzz thing.
Razor. Yeah, buzz thing. Never done the
wow,
full.
That's hard
shave.
To believe.
Well, I was telling these guys, most of the other guys in my family can't do the like big beard, so they just don't really shave that much as a rule. And then I've been straight. Razor shaved by a barber once, and I absolutely hated that.
How did that come about?
It was I went with a friend of mine before his wedding to get like a good shave. They did the hot towel and the whole thing, and I found it kind of unpleasant.
Yeah, I wouldn't find it pleasant.
No, me either.
But I always see, I always see the stories of people that are like, oh, yeah, I cut myself shaving, and I bled for an hour. I was like, ugh, I don't want anything to do with that.
Dave, remember Steptic pencils?
Yeah, I still have one in my bathroom cabinet.
So when you would,
and they work.
Yeah, they work. When you would nick yourself shaving, there's a little thing made of Steptic, I guess, and it's like the size of a lipstick, and you touch it, and it burns real bad, and then it like closes up the wound.
Yeah.
And doesn't like scar your face?
Nah. No.
Okay. Wow. That's I've never heard of this before.
Well, that's because you don't shave.
Yeah.
Don't need one of those if you're not shaving.
Yeah, I don't burn my
that's
flesh
right.
either.
That's
yeah.
right.
It's like, here, I'm going to cauterize that wound.
If you're going to shave, would you do the whole malarkey with all the shaving cream? And see, I never use that. I soap my face. Done.
I have no idea. That's the thing. I don't even know like where to start. I don't even know at what point shaving cream. Does shaving cream go on before or after you shave?
What?
No, before.
Come on, man.
We have our work cut out
for
us. I'm
sorry, have you not heard what I just said? I've never done it.
I mean, it doesn't mean you've
not lived in the world. Have you ever seen ads on TV?
I've never done it or watched anybody do it.
Wow.
Well, I want you to, here's your homework. Go
I'm
home
watching
tonight.
A lot of other men shave
tonight.
As a rule.
Tonight you do. You go home, you find some videos, I don't care what source, of men shaving, mm-hmm. and you just watch them.
Okay.
Maybe take notes. Cool. Report back tomorrow.
I don't. Here's the other thing. I don't want to. I'm not like, I sure wish I could shave. Like, nah, I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Are you just going to let it come back again?
Probably. That's generally what I do. Let it come back, and then once I decide that it's time, I'll buzz it again, and then that's how I've always done it. I've never gone, I think this is the longest I've gone without shaving it. The current beard that I had, it was
pretty big.
Yeah, it was close to a year, if not a full year.
Yeah.
That's the longest I've gone.
Have people walked past you and not know who you were?
Yes, but I don't know that because they didn't address me. Because they don't know who I am.
They just said, sir.
They're like, I'm sure that has happened today in this building because on the best of days, half the people don't know anyone's name around here. I think that they wouldn't have told me that they didn't recognize me because they didn't recognize me.
Dave, couple more days of heat, right?
Just one.
All right.
Just one.
Even better.
Just one more. There's a cool front on the way. In fact, there's some signs that it is about 150 miles to our north right now. There's some thunderstorms developing on that front, mainly in Illinois. Also some thunderstorms well to our south. But that front, I think it will probably come through midday tomorrow, but it's going to take a while for the cool air behind that front to get down. So there's a chance to have a few thunderstorms around late tonight, during the day tomorrow, almost any time, but very limited. It doesn't have a lot of punch to it as far as picking up moisture and lifting it, but still hot and humid, especially humid. I think the temperature will start to drop off slowly for us as we go through the afternoon. But tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slowly turning less humid, 71, so about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow night. That's just the beginning. Wednesday, sunny, nice, less humid, going to definitely feel it. 84 degrees on Wednesday, 66 Wednesday night, 83 on Thursday, mid-80s on Friday, still in the 80s on Saturday, low 90s come back on Sunday.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Right.
It really is what we talked about in the summer forecast, that heat, yes, we'll have some, but it's not going to lock in for us because of this northwest flow.
Pretty good.
Can live with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to.
Yeah, I guess we don't really have a choice.
Nope. Yeah. Any of you guys ever tried one of those nicotine deals? Like Zyn?
No.
I've thought about it because I'm like, I'll be at the gas station and I'll be like, this sounds fun. And then I'm like, nah, probably.
Man, people just.
It's probably not fun.
Like, not just people, not just bros, but the intelligentsia out there, the people who are trying to live forever and people who are trying to, you know, create all these things, it's like the new cocaine. They just love it.
Really?
Love it. Yes. So it makes you smarter and and more attentive.
Makes you smarter.
And doesn't give
How
you
do
cancer.
We know that?
So
it doesn't give you cancer? Like oral cancer, the Zyn pouches that you put in your...
Now, I'm not a doctor, but I believe it's the carcinogens when you're smoking that actually are the cancer-causing agents.
Sure.
I don't think nicotine's good for you. Like, I wouldn't recommend, you know...
Because, like, chewing tobacco gives you mouth cancer.
It can, yes.
That's a great point.
Right, but it's not the nicotine itself doing that.
It's the tobacco that's doing it.
It's the other... Yes, it's the other elements of the tobacco.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm genuinely asking. I didn't know.
I don't know. He's
just a huge business out there.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest businesses in all of history.
It doesn't hurt that it basically what it does is like, in a sense, like caffeine, that it makes you feel alert, makes you feel better. I'm not saying it's bad for you, nothing like that. It's not a miracle drug. We've had nicotine for a long time. It's part of the reason, it's why people get addicted to cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Which are also making a big comeback. You guys seen this?
Cigarettes are. You don't
Cigarettes say. Are making a huge comeback. Mm. Yeah, especially with Gen Z.
Mm.
There's so... Remember like when there was about a 10 or 15 year period where people weren't smoking in movies? Yep. And if they were, they'd be like, warning, someone smokes a cigarette.
Sure.
Now they're out there a lot and people using them. And kids are picking up the habit again.
I'm not sure I love that.
If it didn't make you look so damn cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I love it because it makes me have how awesome it makes me look. It makes me look younger, thinner, you know.
Yeah, the I just doing this while we're talking about it. This is from, let's see, it's from a cancer institute at the University of Texas Anderson, I guess. Saying in the headline, I just read the headline: debunking the benefits of nicotine. Scientific paper from June 24th this year.
Bunch of no funsies.
I could read it all. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, you know. It does say that it can help you quit tobacco, which would be the good reason to do it.
Yeah, I have someone close to me that got into the Zens and young person, and their heart was giving them trouble.
Yeah.
And went to the doctor, and their doctor and said, are you using these? And they said yes, and they're like, yeah, you're not using them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, caffeine does that too, right? It can. I mean, if you, especially if you go too much, that's why people are always like, hey, pull back on that kind of thing. I mean, again, some of it's fine. I'm sure a little bit is fine, but and caffeine has, I don't know that it's qualified as addictive, but it certainly has addictive properties, right? Because you feel good when you take it. Nicotine is addictive. We know that.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
So I've never been good at math, but I was pretty good at words, you know, and writing and comprehension and law school and the whole thing. And I swear to you, this is true. If I went back right now to ninth grade, maybe seventh, I would have to work to pass my classes. It's just gone. I've just lost it. I used to be able to spell anything. And maybe I'm just lazy, but now I'm like, I think it's a Q, but I don't know. Like, if we lived to be 150, would we just have to start over again at like 110?
As you guys,
don't use it. You lose it.
Yeah, as you guys know, I am a former professional speller. World champion.
Dave just disappeared.
World champion spelling bee.
That's okay.
Oh, you did disappear.
About a minute ago.
I'm gonna leave you off because I don't know how to get that.
Yeah,
back.
No,
we're
fine.
Done with the stream in 10 minutes anyway. Yeah.
Totally fine.
No, as you guys know, I was a former champion speller.
Yes.
And I have lost much of the skill. There are a couple of like obvious, well, like, you know, embarrassment trying to remember, you know, if there's two R's or one R or whatever. It catches me up, and I think it's the atrophy from like spell check and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just not having to actually,
well, even just
remember how to spell stuff
writing.
Because I know my phone will do it.
I used to really pride myself on being a good writer, and now with texts and Wheels, you know this, like, young people will make fun of you if you use punctuation and proper sentence structure. So you just throw a bunch of slop out there.
I do it just to get in
to bug them.
Yeah.
Plus a thumbs up, right?
Yes. Oh, that. Yeah, absolutely. They don't like the thumbs up.
No, they don't.
The youngs. They think it's more like a middle finger. In which case, I'm going to turn it into that.
I have to remind myself when I get thumbs up from certain people that it's not a middle finger.
Like, I gave you one today.
Like the three of you guys, I know, and I had to remind myself, like,
what is it with you guys and the baby talk and everything's
good.
An insult and a thumbs up's a middle finger?
We have only existed in a world of terrorism and war and recession, and we were never properly socialized, and we don't know how to exist. So now we can't talk on the phone, and when someone sends us a thumbs up emoji, we're like, oh, so that's how it is.
Andrew, that was really, really nails.
Didn't expect him to have a good answer.
I mean, it was great. No. You literally, like, legitimately explained it. That was really well done.
We were just poorly socialized. We were turned loose into a weird world, and now we are 40 and at least 20% feral. just trying to figure it out.
Trying to get some beefy weaves.
Trying to eat some beefy weaves.
Have a Sammy with some tendies and nuggies.
And remind myself that when someone sends me a thumbs up, it is actually a good
thing.
It's a good thing.
Now, if your friend,
the universal sign for sounds good.
If someone your age does it, it probably is the middle finger.
Oh, if I ever send any of you a thumbs up, you better watch out.
But if it
why don't you just send the finger emoji?
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to know I'm giving you the finger, David. See, this is part of it. We want to be mean, but we don't want the confrontation.
I want you to think I'm being very nice and friendly, but actually what you don't know is that I'm going, oh, yeah, well, thumbs up.
It's all about the passive aggressive.
Which is worse, Andrew, the thumbs up or an okay or just a K?
That's tough. For example, the other day you sent me a K in response to something.
Yeah, I was mad.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah.
Genuinely did not know what the vibe on it was.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, so, the, see, then it's being reinforced.
No, I'm not saying you're always wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes even something that seems not that way is that way, and you just decide not to let them know it.
What? Well, I'm sorry, I was still thinking about the K. I was trying to remember what it was that he was mad about.
We the olds have more subterfuge to
us. Yeah, we got a little more nuance to this game. We're, you know.
We hide our beefy weaves.
Well, no, we just don't say those words.
It's kind of growing on me.
It's good.
Jeez,
it feels good to say.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Welcome back, DGS. We have a one-minute segment here. Matt Pauly is on the other side. We'll be talking some sports and some Cardinal baseball. Here's a one-minute thought. Parents have it tough these days when it comes to their kids wanting things at stores. Wheels, you may be old enough for this. Andrew, you're way too young. But when I was a kid, most stores we went to, the extent of what your mom and dad might buy you was a cage full of 25-cent rubber balls. And you would just beg.
Or those like little, right.
Yep. And they'd be like, no,
of
course
you
can't. You
put a quarter in, you turn and it falls
out.
It's
like that's all we had.
Yeah. Or you'd have that lame little like half lane of toys and it was like the little green army men. And that was the best toy there.
Yeah.
If you were lucky, you might find a tube of like zoo animals.
Yeah.
That was like the extent of it.
My minimum was Sears.
Like, oh, yeah.
Central Hardware was just bolts and nuts and crap.
Yep.
Sears at least had like a baseball glove here and there.
Yep.